From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. You've probably observed that owners and their pets begin to resemble each other. Well, we're about to take that a step further. There's evidence, 100% anecdotal, that humans and animals in the wild can also become like each other. This hasn't been scientifically documented, mind you, but it has been musically documented. The tune is the subject of this morning's entry in our What's in a Song series from the Western Folklife Center. We meet a man from Montana who's written a ballad of cowboys and coyotes.
I'm Greg Keeler. I've been teaching in English department here in Bozeman for the last 32 years. I write songs and poems and paint pictures and stuff like that.
Your coyote a lot like your cowboy, misguided and damaged but free. In a life out of order, he'll be running the border of what he's allowed to be.
As far as coyotes and cowboys go, there are a lot of things that are similar about the two of them as far as trying to survive in a type of life that was allowed in the past and is less and less allowed in the present.
Your everyday coyote ain't right in the brain. When his pals and him sing, it sounds like they're in pain. Hell, he don't have the sense to come in from the rain. And when there's trouble, he's always to blame.
What a cowboy is depends on his departure from social norms and standards, because everything I know about the original cowboys is, you know, they couldn't do much else, a lot of them. And one reason they couldn't do much else is because it messed up in one way or another as far as polite society.
He's humble by day and he's cocky by night. Don't be fooled by that smile, he's just fixing to bite. He's not that concerned with what's wrong or what's right. If you think that he's joking, he's ready to fight.
I bucked bales to make ends meet for a couple of years when I first came here. I'd go around and put hay on a couple ancient semi-trucks and take them to other places. And there are a couple of guys I worked with that looked at me as an emblem of the civilization they didn't want to have anything to do with.
And your coyote a lot like your cowboy.
You'd be sitting there thinking you were being one of the guys with them, you know, and then they'd turn around and say, what are you laughing at or something? And other times they could be really funny. There's something a little scary and threatening, but at the same time admirable, because either they can't buy into the status quo or they don't want to.
And your coyote a lot like your cowboy, misguided and damaged but free. In a life out of order, he'll be running the border of what he's allowed to be. Yes, in a life out of order, he'll be running the border of what he's allowed to be.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center.